Texte numéro 8. An amputee sprinter. Is he disabled or too-abled? As Oscar Pistorius of South Africa crouched in the starting blocks for the 200 metres on Sunday, the small crowd turned its attention to the sprinter who calls himself the fastest man on no legs. Pistorius wants to be the first amputee runner to compete in the Olympics. But despite his ascendance, he is facing resistance from track and field's world governing body, which is seeking to bar him on the grounds that the technology of his prosthetics may give him an unfair advantage over sprinters using their natural legs. Pistorius was born without the fibula in his lower legs and with other defects in his feet. He had both legs amputated below the knee when he was 11 months old. At 20, his coach says, he is like a 5-speed engine with no second gear. Yet Pistorius is also a searing talent who has begun erasing the lines between abled and disabled, raising philosophical questions. What should an athlete look like? Where should limits be placed on technology to balance fair play with the right to compete? Since March, Pistorius has delivered startling record performances for disabled athletes at 100 metres, 10.91 seconds, 200 metres, 21.58 seconds, and 400 metres, 46.34 seconds. Already Pistorius is fast enough that his marks would have won gold medals in equivalent women's races at the 2004 Athens Olympics. "I don't see myself as disabled," said the blonde, spiky-haired Pistorius, a former rugby and water polo player who declines to park in spaces reserved for the disabled. "There's nothing I can't do that able-bodied athletes can do." Still, the question persists, do prosthetic legs simply level the playing field for Pistorius, compensating for his disability, or do they give him an inequitable edge via what some call techno-doping? Track and field's world governing body, based in Monaco and known by the initials IAAF, has recently prohibited the use of technological aids like springs and wheels, disqualifying Pistorius from events that it sanctions. A final ruling is expected in August. There is no science that he has an advantage, only that he's competing at a disadvantage, Gailey, who had served as an official in disabled sports, said of Pistorius. "I think they're afraid to do the research," Pistorius, a business student at the University of Pretoria, said. "They're afraid of what they're going to find, that I don't have an advantage and they'll have to let me compete." "There are many disadvantages to sprinting on carbon fibre legs," Pistorius and his coach said. After a cumbersome start, he needs about 30 metres to gain his rhythm. His knees do not flex as readily, limiting his power output. His grip can be unsure in the rain. Adapted from the New York Times, May 2007.